find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Luigi Mangione facing a second-degree murder charge in New York in connection with the fatal shooting of Brian Thompson, CEO of United Healthcare Insurance Group. ABC's Lana Moise says Mangione was found with a fake ID and other evidence in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Police say he also had a 3D-printed silencer and a 3D-printed ghost gun, which is untraceable with no serial numbers, as well as a 3-page document which sources say mentioned United Healthcare by name and included the quotes, "These parasites had it coming, and I do apologize for any strife and trauma, but it had to be done."
Mangione will be extradited to New York. Streams of refugees who have been forced from their homes in Syria amid the civil war are now returning to the country, the rebels continuing to rejoice the toppling of President Bashar Assad's government. More than 2,000 homes under mandatory evacuation orders as a fire continues to burn near Malibu, California. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth back on Capitol Hill again on Monday, meeting with a prominent Republican who's voiced some concerns about his nomination. ABC's Rachel Scott.
President-elect Donald Trump's embattled pick to lead the Pentagon, Pete Hegseth, meeting again with Senator Joni Ernst.
Did she say she's going to vote for you? Did she feel confident leaving that room that she would support you?
It was a great meeting.
Ernst, the first female combat veteran and vocal survivor of sexual assault, saying, "As I support Pete through this process, I look forward to a fair hearing." Asked by reporters, does she support the process or support Hegseth?
"I am supporting the process."
Former Representative Tulsi Gabbard will also return to Washington Tuesday for a second day of meetings as part of her confirmation process. About 87,000 people have been evacuated in central Philippines after a brief major volcanic eruption. While no casualties have been reported, streams of gas and debris have been seen hurtling down the slopes. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Amro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
It's the Bucks and the Magic tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Doc Rivers says with Chris Middleton back, the Bucks finally have some depth.
You know, with Chris eventually starting at some point, you know, you all have Gary and TP and AJ Green, and boy, we're finally going to say we have a bench.
College basketball, the Badgers in Champaign tonight to take on Illinois. The Badgers dropping from 11th to 20th in the AP Top 25 poll yesterday after losing last week to Michigan and Marquette. College football, quarterback Tyler Van Dyke announcing he's leaving Wisconsin and entering the transfer portal. Baseball meetings continue in Dallas. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold asked if they'll move Bryce Terang or Joey Ortiz to play shortstop now that Willy Adames is signed with the Giants.
We have several alternatives there, like Terang, Ortiz, et cetera, up the middle if needed. But Willie was, you know, among the best shortstops in the history of our franchise.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're a moviegoer who likes Thanksgiving leftovers, you probably found something to enjoy at the movies this past weekend. Only one new release was able to crack the top five, and only three flicks cracked the top 10. In first place, to no one's surprise, was Moana 2, which pulled in another $52 million in its second weekend in theaters. Coming in second place was Wicked, with a $34 million haul and $320 million take worldwide. And in third place is Gladiator 2, with $12.5 million. Indian action mystery thriller Pushpa 2, The Rule, brought in almost $10 million on just 1,200 screens to grab fourth place. Red One took fifth place. A24's latest, Y2K, pulled in a disappointing $2 million in its first week in release, good for eighth place. A re-release of Christopher Nolan's Interstellar took sixth place with $4.5 million on only 165 screens nationwide. There should be some big box office activity this coming week with the release of a new Lord of the Rings film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today, our high right around 32 this afternoon. Tonight, light snow after midnight, low of 22. Tomorrow, some light snow, blowing snow, becoming windy in the afternoon with falling temperatures. We'll be in the teens by late Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Rich Lucchesio, Swedish jazz queen Gunhild Carling, and Northeast Wisconsin author Brett Kissinger. Let's light it up like it's a school night.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good-looking morning on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and, of course, the Civic Media app. Well, let me tell you something. It's our grown-up gift list. Text to win on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. It's your chance to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells this hour in our statewide contest. Heather, you want to put down your phone and take part
Sorry,
in the contest?
My people. My people are listening in Berlin. Yes. Wow. All right. Okay. This hour's keyword is red. R-E-D. Red.
How do you spell that again?
R-E-D. Okay. Yes.
And what do people do, Heather?
They need to download that Civic Media app and find our station and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword red for your chance to win this hour's prize.
Plus, you can qualify to win one of eight grand prizes on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us.
Once again, use the Civic Media app. Oh, text the word red for your chance to win. That word is red, but it's spelled R-E-D. Your next chance is going to be after 11 o'clock with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach on Matinair on Air. Make sure and text. We got to get as many texters as possible because we don't want to get beat by John and Gordy in Madison.
No, we did last
year. As you were like calling me out, I was texting red as we were sitting here.
Give me a little bit of you back in the day in a Berlin radio station at, what, 19?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I was still this way.
Was it cow country back then or not yet?
No, it was still just WISS, your hometown station.
There you go.
All right. How weird is that? She actually worked for this.
For this company. Or this station.
I did, absolutely.
Give us a little bit. Wait, was it music?
Yeah, it was country music, but I mostly worked for the Brewer baseball games for Bob Uecker, like board hopping, just like learning. I didn't really like have that puking radio voice back then that everyone
John,
did. That they were always like,
give me a country.
This hour's keyword is red. R-E-D, red.
Good. Okay,
this
we
is
got
Heather
it.
Heil. Right. 102.3, your hometown station.
When you when you do it now, though, and you're a female and you're a voice person, you got to do this. The keyword is red. R-E-D, red.
You should tell Todd's a veteran of radio wars.
I know. So good. So good.
So
good morning.
You've got a cool event coming up. And there's two things I like about it.
No, we have to say this first.
Okay.
This is the coolest visor in the history of visors that I'm wearing.
Yeah,
I don't wear them, but
it
looks good on
great.
You. It does.
Yeah.
And you
Thank
like
you.
Visors.
Yeah, so my significant other works for a local football team, and he shares his military gear with John to share with veterans.
He is one of the biggest supporters of military I've ever seen in my lifetime.
He really is.
You know what I think is the coolest thing in the world? Okay, he works for the Green Bay Packers.
He does.
He's got a corporate job at the Green Bay Packers.
He sure does.
He could just sit back and be, I work for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
But you know what he does on Friday nights? He goes out and, like, videotapes high school football games. I mean, I think that is
Cool.
Okay, one of the coolest things that I find in him and one that I love so very much is that he honestly understands that football starts in high school.
Yeah.
And he is so supportive of those high school athletes and wants to give to them in any way, shape, or form. He's also with the Wisconsin Coaches Hall of Fame, so helping to recognize all of the coaches and the hard work that they do. So, yes, bravo to him for understanding
that. I think
that
that's really cool.
To get to the NFL, baby, you got to start him in high school.
I mean, Sunday afternoons, he's in the National Football League. On Friday nights, he's at a high school football game.
He sure is.
Love it.
Friday Night Lights.
Mm-hmm. So you have lots going on, Heather.
I do. So in my free time, I have an organization that I run. I am the president of the Bark and Blue Foundation, which is an organization that supports police canines in Brown and Outagamie counties.
And
because you don't have enough on your plate.
Right. I know, right?
But I want to, and we love that organization. We've been to your events many times.
Sure.
But you've got, where you're having it, we've had him on our show.
Tom is awesome.
We really enjoy that. So tell us about where the location is and what you're featuring.
Sure. So coming up this Thursday night, the Bark and Blue Foundation will be at Paradise North Distillery with Tom and the crew, Tom and Judy. And Paradise North is located over by the Green Bay Metro boat launch, over by South Bay, kind of in that area behind Smokies on the Bay. Tom,
Bay Beach, neck of the woods.
Correct. Tom, and I had an event a few months back, and he was enamored with the police canines and said, hey, I'd really like to make a rum and vodka in their honor and then have the proceeds from that go to support the canine unit.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to be honest with you. Cool. We're not happy with him.
Why?
So we had him in here.
Okay.
With his great package.
It's beautiful. Even the market. Remember the...
He
didn't give us any.
I think it was... he didn't leave any samples.
He didn't leave any.
Oh, I can take care of that.
Thank you.
He's new. It's all right. We'll fix that. That's fixable. That's no reason not to.
We were even talking about this. His logos on the bottles.
His branding.
His branding. Actually on our social medias have our branding of what this is. It's not bottled yet. Otherwise, I would have brought you some. Huh. But I did bring you one of the plush dogs. This is Maddie, who is with the Green Bay Police Department. She is their only female police canine, and she's got a lot of spunk.
Did you see the video when I did this event for them?
When you took a bite.
Was it Neo?
Neo. Yep, and Neo is no longer with us, but Neo,
How many canines do you have?
Total that we're serving, 17 that
It's regional.
Oh, yeah, it's De Pere. It's all of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are great employees, aren't they?
They are so
dedicated,
wonderful to work
no overtime.
With.
Overtime?
No. lots of overtime.
It sounds financial.
They don't call in
somebody
sick.
Looks at the bottom line.
No grievances.
A
They're
lot
great.
Of times,
we love them.
These canine teams spend more time, and the ones that we have right now are all male handlers, spend more time with their dog and training than they do with their families at some point. So, because that training is so imperative to making sure it's a safe situation when they're going on a call, because they don't want to deploy the dog. And it's also, want to mention, some people get are like, oh, dogs, these dogs love to work.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the only thing that they can retract Jim and John. So they can say, stop, I'm going to deploy the dog, and they can say, stop the dog at any point in time.
So the night, and you can look, it's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Look up John Mino police dog or whatever you want.
It
destroyed me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so then afterwards, the guy was giving me, because it was a big beer thing, so I didn't want to drive and yada, yada, yada. And so he gave me a ride home, okay? Because I didn't take my car there. And I go, so what do you do with the dog, like when you're off, whatever? And he goes, turn slowly to the left.
Uh-huh.
And that dog
was right there.
Was
in your
right
face.
There in my face.
Yep.
Still thinking of me as being whatever.
Oh yeah.
He was like right there. That was. You want to talk about get like chills down your spine? Folks, if you get into a situation where there's a police dog, don't fight it.
No.
No.
No, just
they're
say
amazing.
Yes.
They will go through a wall. Those dogs are unbelievable.
They want
and
to work for their
they
handler.
Do. Yeah. The handler takes them home. There's quite a relationship.
Well, that's
what
I mean.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Like, I kind of get that a little bit. And that's
Could
why
Milton would, be a police dog?
No. He's just, but are they all German Shepherds?
No. So they are mostly Belgian Malinois now, and some of them are mixed
they're
together.
They're not as big as you would think.
No, and they are slick. So Maddie is a tiny little, 70 pounds of, I'm going to take you. It's all muscle.
I mean, I'm not even kidding. Milton would be about the size
of them. Yeah. So, and at this event, I do want to share, and they do know how to turn it on and turn it off. So the officers will be there with their partners, and you will be able to engage with them in a very warm and fuzzy way versus...
The other positive way
versus you being on the other
end. I played high school football a couple of years, in college football, whatever. Been in some altercations, I'll be honest. And I've never been hit harder than that dog hit me that night.
It was a lot of force coming at you.
It was incredible.
Yeah. So,
and the other thing about these dogs, they don't have a fear, but just their barking can get the person out.
Oh, 100%.
Because people, not everybody loves dogs, and they hear that barking. I mean, you don't have to even send the dog in. And people are like, okay.
And there's also, I mean, sometimes there are language barriers in situations.
Well, they talk German to them, right?
They do talk German to the actual dogs, but when they're in situations with the bad guy, sometimes the bad guy might not have that language.
Why do they do that? Why do they speak German?
You really want the bad guy to say stop?
Well, no, that's what I mean. Is it?
Because when... Typically, when a dog is being deployed, it's very chaotic and there are a lot of voices. So if someone's yelling, no, stop, and all of those things, you want the handler to be able to very clearly communicate with that dog, and that dog knows what it's doing. So, and they actually train like that. So when they're deploying the dog, they'll have that chaos happening and they'll make them run over vehicles and anything to keep these dogs safe. And we at the Bark and Blue want to enforce that and help give them the money and the resources to protect them.
All right, so let's talk a little bit more about that. So this event that's coming up Thursday, and you're going to be selling, or is it the drinks or bottles or both?
So you can purchase drinks made with the vodka and the rum, and you also can buy the bottles of vodka and rum to take. Great stocking stuffers.
It is, right?
Yeah, it really is. And then the plush will be available as well. And then proceeds from the vodka and the rum will go to the Bark and Blue Foundation.
So tell me what the foundation does with the money again.
Sure. So we serve all of the canine units in Brown and Outagamie County. So the goal of the Bark and Blue Foundation and the heart of what we do is to make sure that the dog always comes home safely with the officer. So giving them the tools and the resources that they need. Any of the departments are not funded correctly, but they're dogs, and anyone with a dog knows they can be.
I can tell you what was an emotional thing one night. I host the Respect for Law Enforcement banquet every year. And the one year, the law enforcement person, or whatever you want to call it, of the year, was that dog that got stabbed.
Yeah, Pyro.
Pyro.
Mm-hmm. We had, it still brings me to my knees.
I've never
when
seen
I think
a dog get
situation.
A standing ovation before because they honored him.
Yeah.
Or her?
Him.
Him.
Yep. Pyro. And still, Pyro will be there on Thursday night.
That was really something.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we went to see him down in Appleton or wherever he was getting recovery. And it was unbelievable, the care. I mean, and rightfully so. Oh, but
and we
it
helped
was
with those expenses with that.
And there were a lot.
Yeah. But even in like, that room that night, Jim, I mean, you got some really bad-assed guys in that room, hardcore guys you'd never want to miss, and they were like in tears.
They love that dog. Yeah. And that, I will tell you, with the Bark and Blue Foundation, we also gave Scott Salzman as his handler a first aid kit that's made specifically for dogs, and that was the first line of defense in that incident that helped to save. It had the packing materials needed to keep the dog in its first step.
That's
so
awesome.
That's what we do.
That's
and we'll
awesome.
Have live music. We'll have some food from Margaritas there. So it really will just be a fun night. Grab your friends and get together for the holidays.
That all right, we're going to send a quick break. Oh. Back with more with you.
I hope so.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Send us to a break in your radio voice back in
You're
the day.
You're listening to 97.9 FM WGBW.
Nice.
Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. the museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
He's always looking out for us.
Todd is the best. Welcome back. Heather Heil here talking about the Bark in Blue event. And again, Heather, tell people what you do in your other job.
In my free time, I run a police canine foundation called the Bark and Blue Foundation.
Which is awesome.
Where we raise money and awareness for police canines to bring them home safely with their families at the end of the day.
And your other job is?
I work at the Children's Museum of Green Bay. I'm the business development director there. We have a capital campaign going on. And if you are interested in supporting that, you can contact me and I'd love to talk.
God bless you. But every morning when Jim walks in,
We're getting there.
What's going on? My capital campaign. Yeah.
Who'd you ask money campaign. For today? Yeah. How much money did you make today? Go.
Yeah. Close it out by the end of the year. It's been the community's great. I mean, right? It's
this
great
community,
with Bark and Blue. Yeah. It's great with Children's Museum. Yes. It's great with a lot of things. We've had people on here from the Golden House, mm-hmm. from
So anyway, Jim and I were talking again this morning about something.
Okay.
So Jim is a big advocate. He wants to back me in doing a military museum.
Yes. And we talked about this before.
I know, mm-hmm. but we want to have it right next to your place.
That would be fantastic. Right?
So you lease that land.
We lease the land that we're on right now. So there's another building next to us. We're taking that down and building on.
But you have a lot of influence as to what goes next to you.
We do. We all of that out there. Jim, there's a lot of development that is looking on the horizon out there. We are, again, that catalyst, too.
We got to move on this.
There's a lot of land out there. That is an opportunity to really develop that into something. And to have
I want to do this.
Yep.
You have to have a museum area, and then you get in the...
I want your significant other to be a part of it.
You do?
Yes.
I would have to talk to him about that.
Talk to him about that.
Commit him to something, but...
And then I think the other museum...
Because he doesn't have anything else going on.
Yeah, right.
The other museum that we want is a Music Hall of Fame Wisconsin.
Jim's going to run the Music Hall of Fame.
But mine might not be there.
I'm going to do the military museum.
Mine might not be there.
Make it a cultural destination. I know. Come on out. You can bring the family.
I will go in with you. They can buy those hopper passes where they can buy, mm-hmm. Go to all three museums for one price. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been on the Zip and Pippin?
I have multiple times. Yes. Yeah, a lot of times, actually,
I'm literally the only person that hasn't been
John,
on that.
I think he is. I do.
John, come on now.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not great with heights.
When we'll have donors come to the museum, I'll take 42. Them over.
You know,
there
I'm going to be honest with you on something.
Yeah.
I talk tough, but I'm kind of a wuss in some ways.
You are not, really?
Yeah.
That really surprises me.
I know.
Okay, we got to get you out there.
I know. Todd?
Heather.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I just... What?
What's up?
Did you know I'm a wuss?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But we work with you three hours a day.
Not at 9 o'clock in the morning in a Quick Trip parking lot.
No, you're not.
You know.
Yeah, I saw that on the social media.
I almost got stabbed.
John, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Did you hear his, he was out for breakfast. He went to Quick
It was
Trip,
the fourth place I went for a breakfast
McDonald's,
burger.
Burger King.
And... So there was another guest.
He's getting
that
frustrated.
Things happen.
Run into a guy. So anyway,
how do you like being standing in line, holding your stuff, and somebody's on the phone talking about what lottery ticket they should buy?
Are they on speakerphone?
Yes.
Oh, they're on. Okay, that's a difference for me.
Using
that's a deal breaker.
Foul language.
Like, oh.
And I got yeah. I got my my Sunday morning mm-hmm. thing with a Michelob Ultra.
And. Yes, nothing says Sunday morning like Michelob
Ultra. And it dropped and rolled across the thing. Had mm-hmm. a...
Oh, boy.
Yeah. What, Jim?
It's all that guy's fault. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Heather, this is great.
Hi, Heather.
No, I just want to say...
Hi. So, can Jim and I both build our things next to you guys?
I would love that.
Yeah, I'm not going to, but that's great.
Yeah. Where are you going to put yours?
I think I want the music to... I'd like to put it out next to Epic. There's some land out there.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be cool. Then I could kind of, I don't know. I got a couple ideas.
No, that Epic Event Center is awesome. They have an event coming up that I am all about. It is, it's a Rockstar tribute. So the movie Rockstar, if you have not seen this movie, it is unbelievable. And they're bringing in the musicians that composed the music for that and playing with the movie and doing a question and answer session.
Was that with Jennifer Aniston?
Cool. Oh, yes. Oh my gosh. It was so good.
She looked so hot in that movie.
So about this movie. That movie was so great.
Yeah, it's nice
to have that. Why are you looking at me like that?
She looks so hot in that movie.
She is smoking hot in that movie. Yes.
Wow. I'm sorry.
But Heather can say that and not, you know.
Sound creepy?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looked great in that movie. It's just a really, really great film. So that's, yeah, fun stuff going on there.
Well,
that's a good place.
That's different. You know, you said she looks great, but before that you said she's smoking hot.
She is smoking hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
She is 100% smoking
hot.
She's
on my list.
I will build up another woman and give that credit where credit is due all day long.
Carol Brady, Shirley Partridge, and Jennifer Aniston.
Nice.
Wow, there's a list.
Right.
That's my list.
One of these. So I have a little Bark and Blue. You're raising money. And I think what's great about this event is that it's more than just the community. I mean, two counties that you're serving.
Yep, and hopefully growing. So the only rule we have is that they help
us
in our fundraising efforts.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Are canines, okay, so obviously if a guy gets an altercation, the canines, mm-hmm. are they also the drug dogs?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yep. Most of them are dual purpose. So that means they have two different functions that they can do. So they have the apprehension and then they also have the sniffing abilities.
Okay.
And sniffing's not just drugs. It can be children. It can article clothing. It can be bombs. It can be all of these things.
Their noses are 10,000 times better than ours. Think about that.
Yep.
How detailed they can get. And you know, those Packer games when the cheerleaders or the band comes, like Madison, I don't know how many people they bring. It must be 200-300 people to march. And they just lay all their instruments down. Those dogs just walk by. And if they
It takes them nothing
to search that. Whereas a human, you have to open it up, look through it, and see where the weed's stashed and
they
all that. Those dogs.
They search everyone.
Oh, and then smelling with that. And actually, there are
the mayor,
a couple dogs from our area that go and work those Badger games as well.
Yeah. You know what they want? Okay. Mm-hmm. So after I did that one thing for the police department with the, you know, where the dog attacked me, they wanted me to do a thing where they wanted me to like hide in a closet and they're in this house and they're going to let the dog loose. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I won't do it.
You gotta
they're
draw
like,
a
oh,
line
you're going to be fine. He's not going to. No, that scared me so much. Mm-hmm. But they said they would put me in a closet, upstairs of a closet, and that dog would find me.
And it's all by scent.
It is, 100%.
And he would he'd be up those stairs barking at that closet door in seconds.
When they go into working mode, it's on. We need to support them, and we want you to support
us on Paradise North.
Paradise North
Distillery, where we're coming there. That's on 101 Bay Beach Road and Rum and Vodka Launch Party. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, supporting Bark and Blue. Absolutely. I'll stay as long as you want this for me.
We got John Miller, NBC 26 coming up. And Frank Hermans and Kerry Josephson. A lot of stuff. Stay with us.
Yeah.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
30 different business items and a re-election. That's some of the business handled by Wisconsin Farm Bureau members yesterday. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in the markets. Yesterday, more than 200 members of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation transacted more than 30 pieces of business during their annual business meeting. Jason Mugnanini, who is the Executive Director of Policy for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, says overall he was pleased with the conversations.
Yeah, I think it went really smoothly today. I think the delegates from all across the state were well-prepped and knew what they needed to talk about today. And I think some really great policies on transparency in the dairy industry, tractor safety, and really just dealing with some of the challenges that we have on farm policy here in the state of Wisconsin. I thought it was a good discussion on a lot of different topics, and I think that there's some really great ideas to take into the state capitol and then, again, bring to American Farm Bureau next month when we go to their annual.
Mugnanini says that some of the items adopted yesterday included supporting the Wisconsin Youth Apprenticeship Program, supporting the use of biofuel blended fuels year-round, and also opposing efforts to allow unrestricted foreign ownership of Wisconsin farmland. You can find more details about the business items on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. Markets are next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the maximum acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
On Monday, the barrel cheese stood still, while 40-pound block cheese gained three at 173. Double A butter down a penny and a half at 253 a pound. This morning, the March corn down a half at 441. December new crop down a half at 438. January beans are up a penny and a half at 991. November new crop up a penny at 1005. March wheat down two at 556. July new crop down two and a half at 570. And January class three milks down four, 1933 a hundredweight. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today, our high right around 32 this afternoon. Tonight, light snow after midnight, low of 22. Tomorrow, some light snow, blowing snow, becoming windy in the afternoon with falling temperatures. We'll be in the teens by late Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Luke Mathers is in with Tuesday Tangents and more of our grown-up gift list.
For
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The U.S. Supreme Court will not hear the case of Wisconsin parents who want to challenge a school district in Eau Claire's guidance for supporting transgender students. The parents argued the school district's policy violated constitutional protections for parental rights and religious freedom. The Supreme Court let the appellate court's ruling dismissing the case stand. The lower court said the policy hasn't directly impacted the parents nor their children, so the suit has no standing. The Trump White House isn't getting help from the Badger State when it comes to one big issue. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Governor Evers says he will not send National Guard troops to help with the deportations. During a press conference in Madison, Evers expressed his opposition to President-elect Trump's immigration plans. He assured reporters that the Wisconsin National Guard would not be involved in any deportation efforts. Instead, Evers emphasized the need for Congress to address immigration reform.
The body of a 65-year-old man was recovered from the Kewaunee River yesterday. Kewaunee County Sheriffs received a call just before 5:30 a.m. that a man had gone ice fishing Sunday but had not returned. Officials found his vehicle and equipment near the river and recovered his body late Monday morning. Officials remind anglers that the ice is very unpredictable right now, and no ice is safe ice. Meanwhile, in Suamico yesterday afternoon, emergency crews responded to an ice rescue at Bayside Road. The man walked onto the ice to fish, but broke through. When crews arrived, they did hear him calling for help, but by the time they reached the man, he was unresponsive. Life-saving measures were used, and the man was taken to the hospital, where his condition is currently unknown. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime,
take
visit
Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. US. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here and Heather Heil. Joining us.
Hello, darlings.
There you go.
Do I have my man John on the phone? We're getting John on the phone. John Miller from NBC 26, who Jim challenged him to an arm wrestling contest.
How did that go?
Well, we're going to still do it.
Oh, you're doing this?
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Okay.
Because they work out together. They're workout partners.
Well,
we work out in the same gym. That's about as partner as we get.
But John, I understand, is like combine level working out.
Beyond belief.
Yeah. So
beyond belief. Beyond belief. Yeah.
He feels like if he's missing something, if he misses his workout, I don't feel like that at all. But you know these. What's that called?
Hey John, are you there?
They're 100%.
We're talking about your workout partner, Jim Schmidt.
I can't keep up with him. You should see what he does.
Oh, right, right. Walking around, talking to people, shaking hands.
Are you that guy?
Yes.
In the gym?
Yes.
I work a little bit. I'm with a trainer, but John, you are so focused when you're in there, man. You are. That's your thing.
Yeah, I kind of just got to put on some death metal and grind away.
Now, John, if you miss a workout, like, what does that do to your psyche?
It kind of ruins it.
Yeah.
I have to work out every day at work.
Do you feel you're addicted to it?
No, it's a habit. It keeps me clear-headed.
Well, it's for your mental health.
He's not addicted. It's a habit.
Yeah.
He can't break.
Yes. Okay, somebody told me, I don't know if it was Ted or Ryan or who told me there, like if you have to come in early to do an early story, you'll go and work out at like 5 o'clock in the morning. Is that right?
What did you say, John? Sorry, cut out.
Like if you have to go in for an early story, you will go and work out at like 5 in the morning. Is that correct?
Yep, I'll be in there if I have an early story. Unless the story is before 5 because the gym opens at 5.
Okay, you know what? It's so important for mental health, too. Like, for me, like, working out is just so I can get my head right for the day, and I feel that John might be in that boat as well.
Oh, absolutely. That's the perfect way to do it.
Yeah.
Coffee works for me.
Diet Coke.
It works for Johnny.
Hey, so I was trying to tell the story because obviously Heather's significant other works for the Packers and goes to the combine and everything. Now, the combine test is 225 pounds. How many times you can do that?
Is that for bench pressing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Most I've ever done it is. Oh, you guys are guessing?
No, how many times can you bench 225?
The most I've ever done it, and I used to do it at the end of a workout, is 37.
Oh, my stars!
Yeah. At the end of
John.
The workout.
37.
225 pounds.
Man, I got to see your guns.
They're unbelievable.
Woo!
They're mind-boggling. But, okay, so what would be, like, the top at the combine? Like, let's say a linebacker, number one draft pick linebacker, what would he do?
Like, there's guys usually who don't, like, who are at the bottom of the draft. He'll have some big ones. There will be guys that are in the 40s, a couple of them. Most, I'd say, are in the low 20s.
So you would be, like, one of the top-ranked guys at the combine for the bench?
Just bench, nothing else.
Wow.
John, how long have you been doing this for? How old are you? I got to know all of these things.
Young.
I've been working out for 14 years now.
Okay.
Seriously.
Was that before you went into the Marines? John was in the Marines in Afghanistan.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you for your service.
Yep. Yes. It was like right when I started, right when I got in the Marines, one of my best friends in the Marines was a bodybuilder, and he took me under his wing because I was very weak.
I can't picture that.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
I think we didn't.
Oh, sorry, there, we're losing you.
Where are you? Are you like underwater someplace? Really.
Why? Does it sound like I'm underwater?
Yeah, we didn't get that last part. Would you? Yeah. What were you saying, please?
How much are you donating?
I had a friend who was in the Marines. He was a bodybuilder.
Mark and Blue. I just thought I'd help. Yeah. Trying to help others.
Well, John, the main reason we wanted you on, I know we talked to you a little bit when you were driving back from Detroit the other night. Just recapture that whole thing. And did you by any chance see the altercation with the coach and that fan?
I did not see the altercation. But, man, it was a... It just, from that game, summing it up, basically, is the Packers made too many mistakes early. You know, I think they put themselves in a hole. They didn't score in their first three drives. They let the fans right into it, and then they really couldn't. They recovered, but if they would have had a hotter start, I think they would have won.
They say that atmosphere that night, though, and this is from Detroit people that I read about, they said they've never seen a more electric crowd for a Lions game than that game.
Oh, that game was nuts. I mean, once they scored that first touchdown, it was insane. I mean, we had talked about it on Friday. I mean, Tucker Kraft and the team all week said they wanted to take the fans out of it. After they scored that first touchdown, that place was shaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't you feel a little bit good for Detroit? I mean, look, I wish we would have beat them, but, man, it's so nice to see a team like a city like that that's lost, I mean, come on, half their population and – you know, they're just rebuilding, and to rebuild the team along with that. And then the owner to be like 90, how old is she, 92, 93? I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Absolutely not, Jim. Challenge. Yeah, they played dirty, and they needed to get their butts
Heather,
beat.
Heather, thank you.
Get,
I didn't want to be that. I didn't want to be that guy, but thank you, Heather.
No.
My favorite teams have a lot to do with the city, I just... Like, I love Kansas City, but I do. I'm a dirty teams.
They play so dirty. Like, dirty football teams. Dirty, dirty.
And I hate the Lions. I mean, we talked before.
That's a strong word.
But I mean, like, okay, the Bears. I kind of like the Bear. I like the old school rivalry with the Bears type of thing. You know what I mean?
John likes the Bears because we beat them all the time. It's easy
to watch. The Lions, there's nothing redeeming about the Lions.
Oh, I don't know. Come back.
John.
Good coach.
John, step in.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think it's nice to have a new rivalry. I mean, it's nice to see the Lions actually be a good team. I mean, the NFC North now is an absolute bloodbath. So, if the Bears get a good head coach, I mean, this is going to be even worse of a bloodbath next year. So it's exciting to have good teams in the NFC North and people respect the conference or the division.
Yeah, and when you think about it, the Packers' record right now, we are 9-3. We're 9-3. That is a great record,
and yet we're
in third place. Yeah. That is insane.
That's unbelievable.
The best record ever to be in third place.
Yeah.
So
do you think Belichick's going to take his 24-year-old girlfriend?
24. And John, did you see his girlfriend?
He's only 72.
Is she going to enroll at North Carolina?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Why in the world would he go there? Yeah, that is the dumbest thing. North Carolina has no legacy.
Right.
He is not like Alabama.
A legacy coach, right?
Yeah.
He's a legacy coach.
But he does what he wants. We know this about Bill Belichick. It's kind of like, and there's like rules in the NFL that are Bill Belichick rules. I'm going to do my thing.
Okay, can I be honest?
Yeah.
Can we be honest here?
Okay, you're in a circle of trust. Yes.
Kind of okay. 72, 24, Wookie, Yes or no?
Okay, what does that mean?
Kind of
creepy.
Yeah, creepy.
Yeah.
Yes or no, Heather?
Love is
a little.
It is a little.
That's
I just
that's
look at the levels
crazy.
And maybe I don't know. Maybe they really get along and have fun together.
John, yeah.
When
John
he starts
jump in here.
Talking about any games.
I just can't imagine that he's gonna sit on the couch and recruit high school players. I can't see it happening. No.
I can't either.
And I can't imagine him sitting around every game he recalls. I wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
You kind of get people on your same level a little bit.
But I think he'd be perfect for the Bears.
Oh, So do I. Johnny and I talked about that before we went on the air this morning. And if I were the Bears, the McCaskies,
I would offer him.
I'd pay a lot of money. Yeah. I'd pay a lot. Because
bring him in.
It's, yep.
I kind of like that idea.
That would
be great.
I would not.
Well, no.
You would not
would be,
like that?
No, it would be great, though, for our division.
I think they got a strong Caleb Williams with a young offensive mind, and that'll help set him up for success.
You don't think Belichick would be a good fit there?
No, I think the game's kind of passed him by a little bit.
Really?
Oh, John.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, he's a great defensive coach, but he wants to have full control. The Bears aren't going to give him full control.
I don't know about that. I think that GM is on very thin ice. I think they shoot him, and they bring in Belichick. And look, the Bears won with defense.
Did you say they shoot him?
Well, whatever. They send him out to pasture.
Can we run a disclaimer on that?
I didn't mean it like that.
No, he didn't mean it like that. Yeah.
Thank you, Todd.
Anyway, I don't know.
John, let me ask you this. So obviously, the Lions... I mean, right now, they're considered the top team in the NFC, Kansas City, or maybe Philadelphia, although they can't throw the football. But where do you see this Packers team right now, John?
I mean, right after Detroit, I think they're one of the best teams in the NFC. I think any given Sunday, they can beat any team in the league. I think they're really close to being one of the top teams if they could just clean up the mistakes. This is a really good football team, really good quarterback, really good running back. Halfley's brought some life into that defense. I know it didn't look like it on Thursday, but he's really impressive, and he's going to be a head coach in the NFL someday. So I think if this team puts it all together, they're going to be dangerous like last year in the playoffs. I don't think anybody wants to play them.
I mean, do you think the Packers could go to the Super Bowl?
They absolutely could, yes.
This is a Super Bowl team. I would agree with that.
Good. We picked them. Yep. A long time ago, we bought a ticket at Oneida. For the Packers to go to the Super Bowl. And what were the odds? I got to find that. Tickets are on there somewhere.
Yeah. That's, should,
but
I know.
It was like a $10 bet that we could win a couple grand.
Yeah.
It was that long of a shot. That was when Love was hurt. Mm-hmm. That's when we bought it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Willis is fantastic. We've got a great second there. I mean, they just got to stop with the flags and pay attention and just practice.
I watch the Vikings play every game when they're on. I'll take Jacobs. And I hate to say this because I loved Aaron Jones. Mm-hmm. I'll take Josh Jacobs over Aaron Jones.
Man, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, where did he come from?
Man.
He is fantastic.
John, what do you think?
Yeah, I love John. I mean, I loved Aaron Jones. I think he's one of the best backs in Packers history. But Jacobs is that bell cow bounce that I think LaFleur and Goody have been looking for. And they can just ride him. They don't have to worry about giving him the ball if he's going to be hurt or anything. I mean, and he makes something out of nothing all the time. It's been fun to watch.
And you know what else, John? I think people displace their feelings because Aaron Jones was so instrumental and community-wise.
Oh, yeah.
So if there are any players listening right now, if you want to be a true hero, get your butt involved in a community organization here.
Absolutely.
Take care of your community and they will take care of you.
He was the best. I got a text here. Williams says the Bears need Deion Sanders as their new coach.
Oh,
John,
boy.
We got to send a quick break. I want to talk on that because all of a sudden his name is popping up a bunch. You got time, John?
I do. I'm just out in the backyard playing fetch with my dog.
I have no idea what you just said.
He's in
John Miller, NBC 26. Go up on your roof or something. Or I'm going to kick your butt. I'm serious, John. I don't care if you can bench press 37 times 225 pounds. Jim will do it too, right, Jim?
Oh, yeah. Two of us.
Hang in there.
We'll bring Heather with us.
And Heather. Back
I'm in.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
All right, don't forget, you got until 8 o'clock to text in for your chance to be a part of the grown-up gift list with this statewide contest, 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. This hour's word is red, R-E-D, red. Again, you've got till 8 o'clock to text that in. Download the Civic Media app, find WGBW or WISS, use the text button to text in red. You got a shot to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista this hour, and also you're up for the grand prize. There's 8 of them, and you can find all of the prizes listed at civicmedia.us. That word before 8 o'clock is red. Get it texted in.
There you
John
go.
And Jim and Heather Heil.
John, Jim, and John Miller from NBC 26 joining us. John, I got to ask you another question. We're talking about that, about, you know, the vacancies now and everything. And somebody, William here, texted us about, you know, Deion Sanders. How do you see him as being a viable candidate for the NFL?
No, I don't know. That's a really tough one. I mean, I can't see it. I just can't see it happening. I mean, it sounds like if it would be, it'd be a package deal with his son, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Stranger things have happened, though, John. I mean,
but I don't know, with the NFL, the draft has so much to do. I mean, with college, he kind of, you know, come on over. He can't do
that.
Well,
no, but I will say this, though. I mean, two of the best college football players in the country are under his tutelage right now. Wouldn't you say that, John?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, two of at least the probably the top, I mean, two first-round picks for sure, maybe the number one overall pick, and then wherever his son goes.
I mean, it's pretty incredible what he's got there. I mean, I thought he was going to be a bust. I thought he was a joke. I thought whatever.
You didn't really like him when he started.
I hated him, but I got to give him credit.
I know.
He's put it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, NIL definitely helped that. I mean, they can go out and pay whoever they want.
Hey, what do you think about that rich guy that's looking at buying college teams? You know, I really think he's onto something. So what he'll do, did you read that?
No.
I haven't read this.
You have or have not?
Yeah, what is this?
No,
has not.
Okay, it's some billionaire, and he wants to buy a college team, and I think that makes sense. So they get the money, $750 million, $700, $200 million, whatever it's going to be, to buy the team, then he would run the business side of that team, the revenue. And
I could see that happening.
Well, and the school, Johnny, would get the money to build the building they've been running. Or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, it's gotten crazy. There's no rules anymore.
So,
no.
I'll find it, the article, but it was, and I thought, now that's interesting.
I mean, I could see like an Elon Musk doing something like that.
Here's the thing, you guys.
Well,
we
have to limit
college
how many teams
football,
you own.
Football, the money is stupid. It's in basketball. It's in all of those things. And someone somewhere has to say, stop.
Yeah. Well, I still think it's funny when Mac Brown got fired at North Carolina, which now Belichick is looking at whatever. But it's like, oh, that poor guy, you know, 73 years old. He'll never get another job. But he's going to make $5 million a year for the next 3 years. $5 million for doing nothing.
Right. And I mean, it's happening on all of the levels where they are firing coaches and then paying them out.
Right.
Like $13 million to not have them.
Unbelievable.
This collegiate money needs, someone needs to look at that.
Todd, how much will Civic Media pay me to not work?
I think we're already doing that.
We're there. But there's so much money, and you know, money attracts investors. And this guy had a pretty good concept. As I read that, I thought that makes a lot of sense. You buy USC or something. Just the football program. He buys that, but you'd have to make sure they're not buying too much, that you have a monopoly.
I don't, like I said before, though, it's the Wild West. There are no rules anymore. Nobody even knows what the rules are.
They don't.
Sports. Wouldn't you agree, John? Nobody knows what's going on in college sports.
No, it's absolutely, the NCAA has ruined college sports, I think, a little bit. See? They need to get a handle on it. I mean, when you have Texas lining up Lamborghinis outside the college to recruit.
Yeah, but what you say, nobody knows what's going on. The only thing we know is that money's driving this thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And oh, absolutely.
There's some finger pointing that could go on with the greed, but it's going to be interesting because I think he's one of those guys that, well, you look at Jeff Bezos, right? He's like, he saw this system and he's like, I got to find something that fits into this system. I think I'll do books. But it wasn't like he invented, you know, so there's this system out there of college sports, which is great revenue. And this guy's got some money. He's like, I think I want to buy one of these teams.
But you know what? It's ego driven. It's ego driven.
I agree with you wholeheartedly if that was the case, but I feel that we are also having students that we would want to move up to the NBA or the NFL and to move into those things, and they're putting the small UWGBs out of play.
No question.
But we have to look at, they're not, why would they leave college? They would keep going because they're going to, the entry level
the
salaries
GBs of
to
the
go
world
on.
Can't
no,
compete
they,
anymore.
No, they can't. And
because
you're
if you're a great player at UWGB,
you're going to go where
you're going.
Paid.
Boom. Someone's going to give you, I'm going to give you $1 million and you're 19 years old.
And loyalty is gone.
Gone.
John, I know we got you on for football, but tell me what you think about this whole UWGB basketball, Roy, sitting them down.
Well, it sounds like he missed shoot around, so they just sat him down. So that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you got to show up to shoot around. So, I mean, hopefully this team can get back on track. I mean, they got the I-43 rivalry tomorrow, so that'll be a good test for them against the team that was preseason number one in the Horizon League with UW-Milwaukee.
Hey, by the way, I'm going to pound my chest here. Oh. My alma mater,
757,
Arizona State University, was picked last in their conference at the start of the season, are now in the final 12 for the national championship. How awesome is
Congratulations.
That?
Congratulations.
Who doesn't know that?
Thank you.
NIL, anything can happen any year.
I'll tell you what, I've been sending huge alumni donation checks for a lot of years.
Huge.
Huge. Yeah. And it's finally paying off.
That's funny.
You know what's funny? I still get letters from them asking for
it. Of course
like,
you do.
Are you kidding me?
Nobody's better at tracing you down than, I mean,
you're alum.
We don't need the FBI.
Well,
we need
I got
a college
nothing
recruit.
Better to spend money on than my alma mater? Are you kidding me?
Who's sitting on his endowment of.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
let John
me help.
Miller, NBC 26, you do great work, my friend. And we appreciate having you on.
Yes, thanks so much for having me. Hey. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, John.
You too, John.
Back after this.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Omro Road,
They're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Alleged CEO shooter Luigi Mangione expected to be extradited to New York from Pennsylvania, where he was caught on Monday with police say a fake ID, an untraceable gun, and a three-page document he is believed to have written kept in his backpack. Mangione, valedictorian of his 2016 high school class. This classmate shocked at the murder charge.
Really not a problematic kid in high school. He'd never really got in trouble, wasn't attention-seeking or anything like that. Just a bright kid with a bright future.
His voice altered for privacy. Fast-moving wildfire in Malibu, California, spreading rapidly on the hillsides a few miles from Pepperdine University. Seamus Hawkins grew up nearby.
Pretty crazy. It's like my first time seeing it, like a big fire like this up close. I'm just hoping that my grandparents' house is good.
The situation in Syria is still being monitored following the rebel overthrow of the government this week. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News, your news roundup.